You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Rocket. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Rocket.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, it's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through. It's time for your miracle. We thank God for another opportunity, another day to come into your home, into your cars. Guess what? By the way of WWBC 1510 on your AM dial, making it possible for you and I just to come together for a few minutes, just to discuss and just to lift you up and just give you a word of encouragement. Hold your head up high, because it's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. Thank you for another time, another opportunity that you allowed us to come together to this morning, Father, in the eye gates and the ear gates of your people. So, God, we thank you now, God, that you touched them on the side of the dial, on the side of Cypress audience, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, it's another day, another opportunity that God has allowed us to get together for a few minutes. A word of encouragement. Hold your head up high. I'm like the clock, sisters. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. Guess why? Because he lives and he's on the throne. Amen. Share and tag and let somebody know. Call your neighbor. Call a friend and tell them Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Now on the air just for a few minutes. Your miracle. It's time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like. No matter what you're facing. It's time for your miracle. Praise our God. Listen, we want to thank God for our elect lady. Amen. My wife. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you, our church mothers. Amen. We thank God for all our elders there. Amen. And evangelists and prophetess. All of you all that make up the great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 219 South Street. Located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor apostle, Dr. Curtis Watkins. Listen, I want you to get excited because something is getting ready to happen this weekend. This weekend, we got something great coming up in the Melbourne area. You'll be hearing more about that later on in the station during the radio broadcast. Amen. Okay, Ocala, guess what? Something exciting is getting ready to happen for you all next weekend. I'll be in the city, and we'll be hearing more about that during the radio broadcast. But let me give you a word of encouragement today. There are things I know that you know that the enemy know that we both know. Guess what? He's horrified. He's terrified because who? Jesus lives. He lives, and where do he live? He lives on the inside of you and I. And guess what? His word is his bond towards us. We must believe. We must walk in faith. We must not walk in doubt. We must not walk in fear. Because the enemy wants you to walk in fear. He wants you to give up. He wants you to give out. He wants you to give in. But the scripture says, the word of God says, he must first do what? Bind the strong man. And then he can go in and do what? Spoil and take all his goods. But because we're strong. According to the book of Ephesians, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So guess what? It's time for our miracle. Come on, put on the armor so we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. He's going to come. He's come to do three things, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So guess what? You can stand against anything that the enemy is trying to come back and throw at you. Oh, you. What you say, Apostle? You can make it. You can make it through this. Why? Because God has given you the strength. God has given you the tools, everything you need to stand against the enemy. We don't have to fret. We don't have to fear. According to the book of Ephesians, again, following my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on. We got to put on. We got to put on the whole armor of God. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We got to put on the shield of faith. Come on, hallelujah. The sword of the spirit. Come on, hallelujah. And we got to keep our feet sharp with the gospel of peace. See, because the enemy knows this. He knows that we are winners. We already won. We're not trying to win. We're not trying to be a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. I'm reminded of the boxers. You know, if they're married, they get in there and they take all the hits. They take all the hits. And if they win the rounds, they win. Guess what? They become the conqueror. But guess who become more than the conqueror? The wife. The family. Why? Because they won. So the battle we've been facing, it's already been won. It's already been fight for us. The fight is fixed. So we got to stand strong in the day of adversity and know that God is with us. Hold our heads up high, because guess what? The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. But you must know this. Guess what? Again, it's time for your miracle. No matter what you're faced with, it's time for your miracle. The enemy cannot do anything no more than God allow him to do. Somebody said, I'm always going through. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. Guess what? You're not going through it alone. God is right there with you. Every step you take, he's right there. Well, I don't feel like he's with me, he said. I don't feel like. Well, we don't go by feelings, because feelings is subject to change. We must go by the word of God. We must trust God. Take God at his word. Why? Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you in the time of trouble. One translation says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. And he's a very present help right now. So guess what? You can make it through this. You can make it through that. We're overcomers by the word of our testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. But we got to trust God. We got to trust him no matter what it looks like. You say, well, I've been trusting God. It seems like it's still, I'm not coming out. Yes, you're out of it. You just can't look at it from the natural standpoint. You got to look at it through the eyes of faith. See, faith filled words dominate. They fail words rule, they take over. So if we are walking by sight, which we're not supposed to according to the word of God, see, we'll walk by faith and not by sight, because sight will tell you a whole lot of things. Sight will even fool you at times. You think something is there and it's not there. I thought I seen it. It looks like I had a shadow of view of whatever it may be, but it's not what it is. So guess what? We got to stand by the word of God. We got to walk by the word of God. And we know, what do we know? And we know all things do what? Work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Why? Because we got on the whole armor of God now, and we're strong. We're able to stand in the day of adversity. We're able to stand in the day of situations that will come up against us. Hold your head up high. The battle is not yours. Again, it belongs to the Lord. I want to encourage you today. You're driving along. Come on, you just turn on your radio and just tune into the radio broadcast. It's a time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up, time for you to come out, and time for you to walk through this. Come on. You can make it through this. This is your day. This is your time. This is your hour for your breakthrough. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You can make it. You're going to make it no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is trying to do. I want you to know today that there is no weapon that form against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, guess what? You shall condemn. Why? Because God has given you the power and the authority to speak and to decree and declare what his word says. Come on. It's time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. You're not alone. You're not alone. I like what David said. David said these words, and we pick it back on what he said. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Guess what? God's going to take care of you. He's going to meet all your needs. All your needs is met. You may say, well, I don't feel like it, but they're met. When you rose up this morning, your needs was already met. You didn't have to try to meet the need. It was already met, because God have already made a provision. And he's already opened up the way for all our needs to be met each day of our lives. No matter what the enemy try to bring against us. Guess what? We're winners. You're a winner today. You're an overcomer today. Because the word says you are. And you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And how you do that? Because I have on the whole armor of God. I have on the whole armor of God. What armor do I have on? I have on the breastplate of righteousness. I have on the helmet of salvation. Come on here. I have the sword of the spirit. Come on here. And my feet are shod Come on with the gospel of preparation of peace, and you can make it through this. This is why I say it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to hold your head up. It's time for you to be strong. Be strong. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Like I said, you may be driving down 95, or you may be just driving on US 1. Come on, and listening to me today, or by Cypress Wedding, is just sitting in your home listening. Guess what? Your miracle is now, right now. You can do this. Right now, you can overcome. Why? Because who lives? Jesus lives. The Master. He's the one that orchestrated this. He's the one that planned your life. You may think you planned your life. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But guess what? It was already planned. It was already planned. So what you're doing is you're walking it out. You're walking it out. You say, well, why was my life already planned? If I knew it was already planned, I knew what was going to take place. Well, guess what? You're walking out what already was supposed to take place from the beginning in your life. That's why it's time for your miracle. That's why it's time for you to come through, come up, come out with the victory that you already have. You already have the victory. You're not defeated. You're not defeated, my brother. You're not defeated, my sister. You have the victory. You have the victory. How you say, well, how you have the victory? And it looks like I'm just in this and I can't see my way out. How do I have the victory? Why? Because he's already given it to you. All you got to do is believe it. Speak what he says. Walk through it. One thing I know, the enemy, he come to do it. Three things, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So now, with this saying right here, that you may have it more abundantly. So no matter what we go through, we have life and we have a more abundant. You say, well, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. I don't know him. But I give you an opportunity to come to know him. So if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, I shall be saved. It's just as simple as that. You ain't got to write a resume out. You ain't got to wait and hear back from him to see if you'll be accepted. You're already accepted into the kingdom. So you can become strong. Come on, so you can begin to put on the breastplate of righteousness. So you can begin to able to stand against the wiles of the devil now. Because why? You believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And you accept him as your personal savior. So now you got something to help you along the way. You got enough to walk in your miracle right now. Come on. It's your time, your turn. It's your time, your turn. It's my time, my turn. Somebody need to go ahead and say that. It's my time and my turn. Come on. For so long you've been like, feel like you've been left out. So long you feel like you can't make it. But I come by to tell you today, guess what? You can make it. You're going to make it. Why? Because who lives? Jesus lives. It's time for your miracle. Rise up, get up, stand up, and walk up. Hold your head up high. Because where the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. It belongs to him. I want you to know, guess what? This weekend is nothing that you're going to go through that you can't come out of. Why? Because who lives? Jesus lives. Because who have all power in his hand? Jesus. Not one person. You got all power in your hands now. Because he's giving you what? Power. He's giving you the keys to the kingdom. If you believe it, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound already in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. So you have the keys to the kingdom. You got the power and the authority to walk in and to believe it. I believe it. What about you? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? I believe it. It don't take much. Just believe. Just believe and walk into what God is saying for your life this weekend. No matter what comes your way, no matter who tried to, what they say, stop you, put a dampen on your weekend. No, don't allow that. Walk in victory today. Walk in victory today because he can do it. He will do it. He will bring you out. I know he can, and I know he will. What you say, Apostle? Why you know that? Because I've been in circumstances and situations. Look like the enemy was trying to tell me I wasn't going to come out. Oh, but he know better to come up against me. He know better to come up against me. Oh, what make you sober? Because I know what the word say. Any believer that know what the word say, the enemy know better to come up against him. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And it's going to happen. It's going to work for you. If you only trust God. If you only trust him, he'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. Listen, I told you I had some good news for you. Coming to your area. Coming to your area. God bless you. Come on. God bless you.
Pleasant. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Supernatural blessed. How are you?
I am blessed myself. Thank you for asking.
Listen, listen. I want you to come on and right quick and tell the people what is going to go on tonight in Melbourne. Oh, is something going to go on? Melbourne, look out. Look out. Come on.
Yes. Melbourne Auditorium comes alive. Pleasant. Good morning to you, radio listeners, those in radio land. Invite you all, the young, the old, male, female, whoever you are invited to come and share and worship with us tonight with Pastor Shirley Caesar, live at the Melbourne Auditorium. We also have Mr. Finney McRae, Marlon Brother Paul Anderson, Miss Carlene Gunter, Angela Weaver. You don't want to miss this. It will be a foot stomping, hand clapping Holy Ghost evening. Again, it's at the Melbourne Auditorium, 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard, right next to the, not far from Holmes Regional Hospital. So 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard. For more information, you may reach me at 718-781-0671. That's 718-781-0671. We're talking about the gospel concert this evening with Pastor Shirley Caesar and others. You don't want to miss it. Come on out and let's have a good time in the Lord.
Yes. We're going to look to see you there. You don't want to miss it. All sidewalks, all curves, all red lights lead to the Melbourne Auditorium. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss this tonight. Listen, we want to see you because what? It's time for your miracle.
Hey, hallelujah.
Yes, God bless
you. Come with an expectancy. Come with an expectancy.
Yes, yes. All right, sis, we'll see you on tonight. God bless you.
See you later.
Yes.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Yes. Listen, it's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be something. It's going to be something at the Melbourne Auditorium on tonight. Again, you heard the announcements. Come on, push back. Push back everything you got and come and enjoy yourself. Come on, it's worth it. It's worth it. Just to hear a word of encouragement through songs and to lift you up. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. My brother, my sister, you don't want to miss it. Again, all curves, all sidewalks lead to the Melbourne Auditorium. You heard the announcement. In your area, you don't want to miss this. God has a miracle waiting on you. Just get there. Get there. You say, well, I don't have a vehicle. I don't have this. But I'm quite sure you could get there. Tell your friend about it. They might want to come. Then they say, oh, come on, I'll take you. We'll come. We'll get together and come. There's something waiting for you. I want to see you there. I want to see you. You're truly going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there tonight, the Lord's will. Come on. I want to see you there. Meet you. Meet me. As a matter of fact, y'all down there in Melbourne, y'all beat me there. Because I got to come up from Titusville. We're going to look to see you there. Again, the Melbourne Auditorium tonight. Okay? Listen, I told you we was going to have a caller coming in. I think they were trying to call in. But listen, I'm going to be in Ocala. Ocala. We is going to be there on the 13th, which is next Friday. Next Friday. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be something full packed. Amen. Family Worship Center. We're going to be with them and we're going to be there in the services. Maybe they can call back before I go off the air. Hopefully they will. But if not, Ocala, look out. I'm coming that way. I will be that way next Friday night, 7 o'clock, 7:30. We'll be there in Ocala. I want you to come out. I want you to come be with us because guess what? Great things are going to happen. Great things are going to happen. You don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this time that God has allowed me to come into your areas. And there, America is waiting on you. I like that. It's waiting for you. You got to come get it. You got to come. Ain't nobody else bring your miracle. You got to come get it. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you all in these areas of where we're going to be at. It's going to be phenomenal. The power of the Holy Ghost will move. And I'm looking to see you. come on, again, come and be with us tonight, again, next Friday the 13th, be with us. Be with us there in Ocala. Something great is going to happen for you. Again, I want to go back to what we were saying. Got a few more minutes here left. Be strong. Come on, hold your head up high. There's nothing that you're in that you can't come out of. God is with you. If God be for you, who could be against you? I like that. If God be for you, who can be against you? No one. No one can be against you when God is for you. You might say, well, I got a whole lot of people against me. If God is for you, no, they're not. They can't be against you. He is who he say he is. He is the beginning. He is the end. There is no like in God. We must trust him when we can't trace him. Trust him when you can't trace him. You can't see him, but I know he's right there with me. I know he's there taking me through, taking you through, because who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Be not weary in well doing, for what in due season you shall what reap if you faint not. You can't faint now. You gotta be strong. You gotta hold your head up high. God is able to see you through. My time is getting close. I got some time here, but I want you to be of good courage again. I'm trying to wait on the caller. Maybe they'll call back. Dr. Ron, he'll call back, hopefully. If not, again, we'll be with him in Ocala, Florida on the 15th. You don't want to miss that. 13th, I'm sorry. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be good. I was going to give him time to call in to explain and tell you more about it, but if not, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. Those you're in that area, and you may be viewing me by the way of Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. You get this announcement, and we will be there in Ocala, Florida. It's going to be something good happening. Praise God. I just want to take time out now to thank all of you that has been coming on and telling me that in the marketplace you see me, that you're being a blessing. Come on by the radio station. And I want you to know this. Now, if the radio station has been a blessing to you, now what you need to do is turn around and be a blessing back to the radio station. Oh, they didn't ask me to do this. So what you need to do is, you know the number. Some of you all know the number by heart. Come on here. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 321-632-1000. And guess what? Say, I just want to donate. I just want to be a blessing. You've been a blessing. I turn on the radio. I hear songs of inspiration. I hear a word of encouragement. So I just want to turn around and be a blessing. Amen. You don't have to wait till the fundraiser, till they do the fundraiser, or either just stop by. Stop by and just stop. Brother Danny, right there, the radio station manager, he'll be glad to see you. Not only glad to see you, but he'll be glad to receive what you're giving. Come on. Hallelujah. To keep us coming in what? In your cars while you're riding. To keep us coming in at your home while you're just sitting in your living room or your den or your man cave and just enjoying these words of songs of encouragement, words or songs of lifting up, whatever. Let's be a blessing back to the radio station. Amen. We can do that. We can do that. Because that, it helps. It helps. Come on. Because we know it costs us to be on there. It costs us. But guess what? We could be a help to one another. Come on. So stop by sometime. You might not do it all the time, but stop by every now and then. Mail it in. If you know the address, mail it in. We're glad to have you. Glad to have you. Be a blessing. Because why? I've been a blessing to be a blessing. Again, stop by. All right, my brothers, my sisters, I still got some time left. I wanted to hear, maybe he's can't tied up right now, and maybe that was his break. But Ocala, I'm coming. Hopefully, Monday, we probably can get him on the air again to let him talk more about it if he don't call right back this time. We'll get him on the air on Monday. 3 minutes. 3 minutes left. Guess what? You got 3 minutes. And in those 3 minutes, some of you probably just tuned into the radio broadcast. What time is it? It's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up and come out and come through what you've been in. And time for you to come up and come out of that. Guess what? Because there's a miracle waiting on you. There's a miracle right there. I'm reminded of Oh, when Peter was locked in jail and the saints prayed without ceasing, praise God, and I preached that message one time, there's a miracle at your door. And the saints prayed without ceasing, and they prayed and prayed until Peter came out of jail. And the Bible said that Peter came to the gate and Rhoda, she couldn't open unless the gate because she was so happy. There's a miracle at your door. There's a miracle waiting for you. You're so happy. There's a miracle right there. Stand strong. Be strong. 2 minutes got left. Stand strong. Be strong. Hold your head up high. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Again, put on the whole armor of God. The helmet of salvation. Take the sword of the Spirit. Come on here. The shield of faith. And having your feet shod with the gospel of Prince of Peace. And you can make it. You can make it through this. It's time for your miracle. Listen, have a good weekend. Please, ma'am, please, sir, go to a place of worship. If you're able to go, go this weekend. Get into the presence of God and allow God to have his way. And guess what? Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Until Monday, 1 minute. Until Monday, same station, same time. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. 9:30 till 10. It's time for your miracle. See you in the move of God. Hey, listen, thank you all for tuning in to the radio broadcast.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.